Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The government's decision to move Donegal to level 3 COVID restrictions, the resignation of the chaplain of Mountjoy Women's Prison, and a row between two burger restaurants with very similar names are some of the stories which you'll find covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Star all lead with the level 3 restrictions which have been imposed on Donegal. The picture on the front of today's Times, meanwhile, is of a couple and their daughter who is wearing a Holy Communion dress on their way into St Mary's Church in Stranraer in County Donegal. Holy Communions also feature in the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which reports that the surge in virus cases has been linked to communion and confirmation parties. Socialising fuels new lockdown. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, which runs with pictures from a house party attended by more than 100 people in a semi-detached house in Sligo Town on Monday night. The Irish Sun leads today with a story which emerged in the Roscommon Herald after a publican admitted that he had entered his busy bar last weekend while awaiting the results of a coronavirus test. Gordon Murray, who runs on Boher Ruhr in Elphin, spent 40 minutes in his pub, which had between 50 and 60 customers in it on Saturday night. Mr Murray, who has since closed his pub, told the paper that he didn't know that he was meant to self-isolate while awaiting the results of a test. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Herald leads with evidence heard in court yesterday during the trial of 20-year-old Philip Dunbar, who denies the murder of Adam Muldoon in Talla in Dublin in June 2018. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports today on the €1,700 loss made last year by a company which was set up by convicted killer Patrick Quirk and his wife in 2014. Back in the front of the Independent, it's reported there that chaotic drink driving laws are expected to be overhauled following a damning report from the Law Reform Commission. The Examiner gives front page coverage to the resignation of the chaplain of Mountjoy's Dochas Women's Prison. Mick Clifford reports that Claire Hargadon complained that a culture of fear, indifference, hostility and ineptitude at the prison was having a major impact on her health. The Examiner also reports on its front page on a case in the Circuit Civil Court involving two restaurants with very similar names. The long-established Son of Abun restaurant on McCurtain Street in Cork was unhappy because people were mistakenly placing prepaid orders with them, thinking they were the Son of the Bun restaurant in Cabinteely in Dublin and were demanding refunds when their orders weren't delivered. The case was settled when the Dublin restaurant agreed to remove all online material related to the current name. Elsewhere this morning, Kitty Holland reports in today's Times on the financial hardship being endured by Aer Lingus workers, whose pay is to be restored from 30% of its pre-COVID rate to between 40 and 50% next month. Elsewhere in the Times, Social Democrats TD and Public Accounts Committee member Catherine Murphy is quoted saying that she knows of college staff in precarious financial situations who've been paid in book tokens. Also in the Times, Dermot Ferriter is writing about the history of the appointment of special advisers. Advice for the government, stop hiring special advisers is the headline there. And finally, the Mail and Star report today on the upcoming auction of the contents of Molly's Pub in Warren Point, County Donegal, County Down, which was collected by several generations of the McCabe family over a period of 100 years. As well as antique mirrors, statues and advertising material, the sale is to include a rare bottle of 1880s whiskey from the Cassidy & Co. Monasterevin Distillery, which has been priced at between €6,000 and €12,000. It's expected to fetch a lot more, however, since we're told that a similar bottle sold at auction last year for €23,000.